a good podcast. Welcome to Mouse Out of Wedlock. This is a good podcast.
Hello, Mario.
Welcome to the show.
I'm growing less and less in like with that.
Glad you don't have a vote anymore.
I know, as a co-host.
Because I love it.
I'm not gay no more.
Yeah, we've updated the soundboard since you've been here. Hold on, just kind of play through those. Yeah. It's been a little while since we played through them.
Today I feel gay.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Classic.
Yeah.
I am gay.
Yep.
I am disabled.
Yeah.
I am a woman.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. I forgot that was there.
That's our classic, our OG.
Why are you gay?
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. We've been using the soundboard a little bit more.
Now, someone say something implying that they're leaving.
Mm. I'm leaving.
And we say bye-bye.
Very good.
I that might have been my most successful run at not saying them as they're happening.
Yeah.
I still did it, but not as often.
Well, Alex Jones is gone,
yeah.
Right?
It's somewhere on there.
It's somewhere.
We don't have to look for it. Welcome to the show, Dylan.
Hi.
Glad you're back.
Thank you for having me back.
Well, it's not a welcome back. It's a...
Welcome forward.
Yeah, forward because...
Interesting, yes.
Because you are one of our co-hosts.
I think we need to stop doing that.
What do you mean?
I think co-host is not the route we should take on this.
This is just what was passed down to me from the memo from Yous Guys. So I'll just go with what
we definitely said. Also didn't say use guys.
Yeah, we done. Yeah,
I said use guys. You said co-host.
We said junior co-host.
Yeah,
I shortened it to co-host.
Yeah, we noticed.
And
that's the thing we have a problem with.
No, here's the issue. You when you say it, you do a hard W.
Hmm?
No, we say junior without a W.
You see, you're hard W-ing that junior.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm just saying co-host.
Okay, well, if you want to say that, you can say that.
I'm the junior co-host, but junior is specifically referencing the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he gets pregnant.
That's what
it's referencing. That's the only junior I recognize.
You couldn't make that movie these days.
I'm going to make it even more pregnant.
I wish they would make that movie.
It's going to be the end of men, but for 90 minutes.
Should they?
Oh, God.
They should remake or do a sequel to Twins.
They were supposed to. It's supposed to be called Triplets. Eddie Murphy was going to be the third guy.
Oh, really?
That would be so cool. They didn't need to be Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging out. They make a Netflix series about it.
Yeah,
who cares? They had great chemistry.
Did that movie take place in St. Louis?
What?
Because of Twin City.
I've never seen it, but I'm taking a swing that they went that level.
No, they're twins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the movie.
But there's more.
These two guys that you wouldn't think.
I'm aware of the premise
that you wouldn't understand are that you're like these guys are definitely not twins, and it turns out they are.
That's crazy. Shit's wild.
That is wild.
And one was born in Austria, and it has a thick accent, and the other one is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think I have a new obsession. It's 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, good. No. Yay.
I fell into that trap, finally.
I'm glad you got out of the History Channel obscure, like, very specific
Yeah, like butcher
job.
Videos, yeah. Butcher competition videos.
Are you good at basic things that we as a society take for granted?
Yeah, I've watched way too much. What's the one where they make knives?
Oh, Forge and Fire.
Yeah, I've watched way too much Forge and Fire, and now I've fallen into a different trap. 90 Day Fiancé.
So, like, the thing about, like, that's what I always wonder, like, that makes my head kind of explode. It's like,
right.
How are there so many episodes of, like, House Hunters?
Yeah.
Because, like, how many people in this world are buying houses and willing to be filmed? That's right. The same thing I have, like, with 90 Day Fiancé, where it's like, how are they finding so many people to be on the show?
Like, what? Yeah, how many people are doing this
specific thing?
That doesn't shock me, actually, for either of those. I mean, what is it? We have like, how many Americans are there?
I have no fucking
like
idea.
350 million.
He just bopped himself with the fucking microphone.
Ow.
That was dumb.
Owie.
Are you good? Oh, no.
Owie.
Sucking off the microphone.
That looks really painful.
332 million
okay.
U.S. citizens. If you assume like 20% of those are underage people, that still gets you like 250 million, generously. Of those people, how many are both buying a house and would love to be famous? That's probably, they have unlimited amount of people.
How do you feel about like Survivor these days? Because like, this is more of like a general topic, but like, I feel like people wanting to be famous has ruined reality TV.
Because
it used to be like psychopaths. And now it's people that want to be like mid-tier influencers.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of like The Bachelor and stuff like that. At that point where it's like, are you even there to like find love, or are you there to have like a podcast?
Yeah, you're there to get like 20,000 Instagram followers.
100%. That's been when I was on my Hell's Kitchen kick.
Yeah.
My yearly annual Hell's Kitchen kick. You always notice first couple of seasons, they're genuinely insane people.
Yeah.
Just doing really insane shit. But
that's the best stuff.
Yeah. And the mid season, you really get in the producers like forcing it. But then the later seasons, you just get fucking people who like are just trying to be influencers.
Yeah.
And like they're just like they know the rules. They know how to play the camera. They understand the dynamics of heel babyface shit. Like they know all that.
Yeah.
And so it loses a lot of its luster. It's fun.
Yeah. I mean, like the first couple seasons of Survivor, I was looking back through like some of the cast and like half of the people were criminals.
Yeah, they were,
like,
baby.
Half of them were like just in jail after the show.
That's why I love, like, I'm a big challenge watcher. I watched all the challenge, about to talk about the challenge. Xander's like, oh no.
Oh no, I've been wanting to watch it. It's incredible. It's on my queue.
But the thing about the challenge is, like, it's a bunch of, like, flair bartenders and, like, Hooters waitresses that are on that show. Yeah. And some of them are like, oh, I have to leave the show because, like, I got called into work. I love that. It's the best shit in the world.
It's so messy. I love it.
If you want some real like lunatics, the challenge is where it's at.
Okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Like people on that show will try to unhook their like safety harnesses while they're like suspended over buildings and shit.
That's insane.
How cool would it be if I died? What is the premise of the challenge? What is that?
It was just like a team versus show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So yeah, it would be like kind of like Survivor or whatever, and like they would like just do challenges. But now it's like they have like, it's kind of like Drag Race, where it's like they have like the main challenge, and if you like fail at that, you can get like voted into like the bottom two, and then there's like another like competitive challenge, never loses,
lip sync battle. Well.
Exactly.
According to Wikipedia, it was initially conceived as a blend of The Real World and Road Rules.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, computer guy.
I've never watched Drag Race. Should I watch Drag Race?
Oh yeah, it's fine. We'll start at the beginning. It's
okay.
Great.
Start at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Season one.
It's pretty good.
All right. Well, I got a lot of TV to catch up on now, I guess.
Yeah. Once you do that, we can finally invite our friend Brooke, who's a big drag.
We could Brooke in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about Drag Race.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Dragons. That's what the fan base is called, right? Because if not, that's a huge wasted opportunity.
I, you know, it's weird. They haven't done like any sort of like Dungeons and Dragons crossover.
Whoa.
They should.
Is there like a dumb Dungeons and Dragons like one season show that someone tried to kick off that just never worked?
Well, there was that like awful. What's that guy? Dan Harmon did like his like live Dungeons and Dragons.
I liked. Harmon
I
Quest.
Loved Harmon Quest.
I liked Harmon Quest a lot. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Dan Harmon is
stinky.
Not for Dylan. Not for Dylan.
He's stinky.
Probably stinky.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question, Dylan.
Good brain.
Dan Harmon, Mac DeMarco in a room. Who do you shoot?
Oh, okay. Mac DeMarco. Every time. Give me unlimited bullets. It's always Mac DeMarco.
I almost wanted to post a nonsense song a day just to get you and like three other people's angry reactions to it on Instagram. Because Mac DeMarco released the 200 song, just like demos.
200 songs?
Yeah, it's just like, it's 9 hours long. It's just.
What a loser.
I disagree. I think.
I also disagree.
I loved it. It was great to, for me, it was cool to just see like how he kind of just fucks around with tunes to like find something. And like he made a song a day for like every other day for like 3 years. So it's just like a bunch of demos from that. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And it's cool to listen to, fine in the background, nonsense, and great to kind of see like an artist kind of develop sound and just fuck around. It's not anywhere close for anybody. If you don't already like Mac DeMarco or bought into it, you're not going
to. Yeah. And I've listened to maybe 3 Mac DeMarco songs in my life. Haven't listened to any of this new stuff, but I do respect the idea of, as a wise man once said, making 5 beats a day for 3 summers.
Who said that?
Kanye West.
Oh, the wise man. Do you want to talk about JUCO hosts again?
you're going hard on the W. It's JUCO hosts.
Okay.
JUCO hosts.
Like Jacoby.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you're getting mad at Jacoby?
No.
At JUCOby?
Yeah. Who's more annoying, Mac DeMarco or Hobo Johnson?
Ooh.
Who's Hobo Johnson again?
He's...
who's this guy?
That's probably healthy that you don't know who Hoba Johnson is.
He's like a rapper. It's like a white rapper slam poet.
He's whiny.
It's like...
like Little Dicky?
He looks like he would be a character in... what's that guy? Judd Apatow movie.
That's like maybe a good call. Yeah.
He's just like a dork. He's just like a little dork.
Yeah. I look at that face and I now already forgot it.
He has a very infamous Tiny Desk concert.
Why is it infamous?
Because he brought a gigantic desk.
Yeah. He was like,
cool. That's funny.
He broke the format.
That's like,
did not happen.
No, that's a joke.
Okay. I was going to like, that's some like Elon bring a sink into a Twitter.
Let that sink in. Yeah.
I would bring a big desk and I would think it was funny.
Was it? I watched that video. It was just bad. Like, I don't know if it was.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like I get it on TikTok all the time of just people just doing it because he makes all these very exaggerated faces and like.
And I picked up the ball.
This is audio format.
And here I was. It was a lot of that.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look this fella up.
It's pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah,
great shit.
It's pretty good.
You like him more than Mac DeMarco?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
I think he's funny.
Oh.
Yeah. The thing with Mac DeMarco is that like his music doesn't like warrant his like personality, and it's like I wish like his music wasn't as fucking boring. I'm so sorry. I feel
you don't have to.
Daggers at the mouth. But yeah,
I don't know if you know this. I'm not Mac DeMarco. Okay. I just enjoy his music and I don't take it personally. Yeah. I'm not going to cry later.
That's good.
You're not Mac DeMarco?
I'm not Mac DeMarco.
Is there something lower than junior co host we can make Xander now?
But I'm senior.
Maybe like a gypsy or something.
I'm senior Jaco host.
That is good.
Wait, Roma. Yeah, it's Roma. It's Roma now.
Okay,
it's Roma. Yeah. I'm Roma co host.
What? So how was New Metal Fest? Did you go to that?
Yeah, it was a sick new world. It was so fucking good.
What is New Metal? I'm dumb. I don't know what New Metal is.
Oh, you.
It's like white corn, System of a Down.
Okay. I can get down with that.
System of a Down. I don't think I'd call new metal.
They're adjacent. They're like Deftones.
Yeah, they're not fully metal, but they're also not fully like weird rock.
I feel like System of a Down falls into their own little blip on this whole Venn diagram.
They
of musical
are
artists.
In the archipelago of new metal.
Sure.
You know, they're in the connecting island.
Yeah, they have a headliner. They feel like they're like the biggest and best of like that era of music because there's a lot of bands from like the late 90s, 2000s. Like POD played.
Did Limp Bizkit play?
Limp Bizkit did not play.
That's lame.
We got to see Evanescence.
Oh, Evanescence. I love one song from Evanescence.
Which one?
Is it this song?
The one. The one.
Yeah.
No, there are like three the ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's really just the one and then two lesser ones.
I don't know. I like a lot of Evanescence.
They didn't play My Immortal, which is what? I was like, yeah, it was fucking crazy. And she had a piano and everything.
Why would?
Whoa.
Didn't play it.
That's weird.
But the POD guy did come out during Bring Me to Life and did the male part, so it was
nice.
Sick.
Song,
sweet.
Wake me up.
It was so good. It was so wild because like I was in the Discord and the Reddit for the festival beforehand because I was just like, I got to know everything about it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, I was there like 49% ironically, but it was so wild to me, like people being like actually excited for like Papa Roach. I mean, like, I can't wait to see Alien Ant Farm.
Like, did they do Smooth
Criminal? Sounds okay? Crazy.
Of course they did. Are you okay, Annie? Did they do that? Did they play the Michael Jackson song?
Maybe. They were the first band of the day. But it's just, I was like, it was just so weird to see people like, that's the people they're going to at this festival. There's 100 bands playing and they're there to see Alien Ant Farm.
Hey, that's
you like what you like.
Let's cut back, like cutting back to the conversation of there's 350 million Americans willing to be on TV for really anything.
Mm.
There's likely at least a million people who are like, I cannot wait to see Alien Ant Farm live. And then another smaller 10,000 group who are willing to pay for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is now they want to be influencers and they want to get a monster sponsorship.
Alien Ant Farm sitting at 4 million monthly listeners right now.
Damn.
That's crazy.
On Spotify.
That's crazy.
And insane. I feel like 50% of that is Smooth Criminal.
It is their number one song.
Probably, yeah.
By a lot. It's sitting at 391 million hits. The second is 57 million.
Wow. So, what's the second song?
Movies. Same album. No idea. Never heard of it.
If you were in a band and your most popular song was a cover, would you just stop being in the band?
Yes.
No.
I think I would stop being in the band.
Well, it's funny. Like, I saw there were two different bands there that played that their biggest song was a cover of New Order's Blue Monday. Like, Health and Orgy played, and I'm like, man, that fucking sucks. Not only are you, like, known for this cover, you're not even the only band known for this cover.
Not even the only band here known for that cover. That's crazy.
That's insane.
Which one was better?
Well, Health didn't do Blue Monday because they got their set cut, unfortunately.
Their entire set cut?
They had, like, they got, like, half it cut. They had, like, four songs.
That's lame.
Yeah, it's, well, cause, so, like, how it worked was, like, there was, like, a main stage that had two stages that alternated.
Yeah.
And then the other smaller two stages, the stage was on a platform. And so, like, a band would play, and then the fucking turntable would turn, and then the other band would be behind them.
Oh.
And so it was just, like, seamless. And then just that one stage just got behind. And so it was just, like, a...
The little, effect. Like, underpaid workers underneath the thing pushing it. Like, one had died, and they were...
Yeah, the fucking the hamsters on the wheel under there. Yeah. No, it's funny because like Gex played at that stage, and the band that played immediately after them was Hoobastank, and I'm just
nice.
I just
hell yes, dude. This is a crazy festival.
I know.
That sounds awesome.
Gex into Hoobastank. That is so insane.
It's so buff. I love it. Gex crushed.
I love Hoobastank. I played the PS2 game Test Drive Eve of Destruction. Okay. That game had 8 songs on its soundtrack. 3 of them were Hoobastank. So, like, 3 of their songs are just burned into my brain. Spin it out of control! Out of control!
I know them from the Halo 2 song that they did.
Oh, yeah.
They did a Halo 2 song?
Yeah, Get Connected.
You brought that up like 6 times.
Multiple times.
And let's just we're not say done.
It is a core memory that will forever be in my brain until I die. I will be on my deathbed and they will put on the Halo 2 soundtrack, either Breaking Benjamin or Hoobastank or that Incubus song where you're flying in the little banshee.
Yeah.
And I will wait. I will not die. I will come back to life ready to go and shoot some Covenant.
Man, what an era of music that was.
So good.
I'm kind of like nostalgic for that a little bit.
One of my favorite games as a kid, Jak X. Mm-hmm. It's the Jak and Daxter series. Oh, it was their combat racing game.
Yeah.
Queens of the Stone Age did a lot of the soundtrack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Cool. That which was sick, yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they rock.
Like, they're and not like ironically good. They're pretty good.
And it was from Songs of the Deaf. A lot of the songs from there were on there, so it was like, Dave Grohl drumming over this stuff.
Oh, that's great. That's tight. That's
Jak
tight.
And Daxter car racing.
That's formative right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I wonder who's gonna make the book or the I don't know on the influence of Guitar Hero and Rock Band on like everything.
Oh yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like we're still seeing the ramifications of that. Like that's what like Hyperpop and Gex like feel very. Rock Band soundtrack to
it
me.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, rock probably would have died much faster had this not gotten into the, you know, early 2000s kids' minds. They started learning about Black Sabbath. I guess not Led Zeppelin. I was going to say them, but they specifically wouldn't allow their songs in any of the games.
Oh, interesting.
You know, I was such a fucking faggot because my favorite song on Guitar Hero 2 was the bonus track Yes We Can by Made in Mexico. Which was just like a real angular, noisy one that only had 3 chords.
Nice.
What is there like science of why like fags like music like that?
Good question. I don't know.
Because it really be like that.
Faggots really do be like in Juju.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we like Crystal Castles so much? What's happening?
Well, it's because that's what it just sounds like up there all the time is just like static and like a dance beat.
Right. Just dissociation. Yeah. Just pure dissociation.
When I close my eyes, it's just the club scene in Black Swan.
Oh, God. We talked about this a little bit before we started rolling, but what's going on with Taylor Swift?
Huh?
What the fuck's going on with Taylor Swift?
Is there something happening? This is bad for me. This is bad for my business if something happens.
She's cracked. Taylor Swift. She's losing it, and I love that.
Yeah. She shave her head?
No, well... It's just she's dating Matty Healy, which fantastic. Yeah. Love it. Great. And then she got Ice Spice.
Wait, what happened with Ice
Spice? There's an Ice Spice Taylor Swift song, which is the most insane shit. It sucks. It's terrible.
How do you feel about
Ice
Spice?
Is that one guy still producing? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. I was just saying, is that one guy still producing? Because I can't stand his
Jack
style.
Antonoff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I won't get into it. This is my, like, you talk shit on Mac DeMarco. Mm-hmm. Jack Antonoff, I think, is very lame and boring.
It's all right. Mm. Totally deserve it. Yes, I agree. However, he has produced maybe three of my all-time favorite albums.
Okay, that's fair. I just like it, and you know, I trust your opinion on music. Yeah, you know, we exchange the music stuff.
Yes,
they all sound super samey. At least it feels like there hasn't been like a really great like T-Swift song in a minute for me that I've attached to.
Yeah, his stuff recently has been, but like his like work on the Clairo album, the second Clairo album is.
See, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah, I like that
a lot.
It's called
Sling. Yeah, it's incredible. I love it. But yeah, Ice Spice is on a fucking Taylor Swift song because either she's the most important rapper right now or she's trying to have the world forgive Maddie Healy. Either way, she's a genius.
T-Swift?
Taylor Swift.
Is she just a publicity machine now and just like rejuvenating people's images?
Well, her publicist is a really famous publicist named Tree Payne. And if you know who Tree Payne is, you need a lobotomy. But yeah, she's just like her publicist. She's an evil genius.
Okay.
And it's all Tree's fault.
Wow. So like, would you say what's the ratio of like real relationship to publicity relationship? Is it like for her, like for Taylor Swift, like in all the relationships, like which ones are real, which ones are fake, and which ones are she actually just has a secret like Japanese body pillow that she's in love with?
Mm. Yeah. So Tom Hiddleston was fake. That was obviously a fake relationship.
Right.
I think Diana Agron is the only person that she's really dated.
Wow.
Everyone else has been fake.
Okay. Yeah. T-Swift is fully queer?
Yeah, that is the T.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what people say.
Yeah. It's the whole movement called Gaylor.
That was the wrong one to push.
Damn it. I just hit one. I was hoping.
It's T-Swift coming out. I'm not straight no more. I am delivered.
I was like, I could hit one of these gay ones.
Yeah, that's the only
one of these gay ones.
Yeah. Look, I
that's the new podcast.
One of these gay ones.
I'm very afraid of involving myself in this conversation right now. There's a lot of words thrown around that I cannot repeat.
Oh, I was looking at my phone because I found this supercut of every time Taylor Swift did the "I Tell Your Friends You're Gay." And it got deleted from TikTok.
It was on Instagram. I was sharing it. I sent it to you because I thought it was great.
I wrote a sketch about that in the Taylor Swift sketch show. Please come.
Nice.
Oh yeah, shout it out. We'll have an episode.
It's called A Comedy of Eras. It's about Taylor Swift. I'm in my 30s.
Let's go.
Have you ever heard the fake Taylor Swift? Well, I don't know if it's fake or not. It's never been denied that it's her, but about 9/11 that she allegedly wrote in middle school called Didn't They?
No.
It sounds just like a 14-year-old Taylor Swift, but it's like...
And it's about 9/11?
It's like explicitly about, and like what the second verse is like... What is it? He'd kiss his wife goodbye, and he took the early flight so he could kiss, come and kiss his kids goodnight. Three men walked down the aisle, said, "I'm about to die for my God." And he stood up and said, "That's funny, because my God died for me."
That's incredible. Yeah, I got chills.
At 14, her lyricism is off the charts.
So good.
Tower 7 didn't burn itself. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I love, well, yeah, if she really is dating Maddie Healy, it's like come town boyfriend, true and non-girlfriend kind of situation.
Yeah, they're like really into conspiracy. Oh, God. Oh.
My God died for me. I love 9/11 songs. I think there needs to be more.
There needs to be more.
More.
Who do we need to make 9/11 songs? Gex, obviously.
Obviously, Gex.
Oh, my
obviously
God. Gex. Their perspective on that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I want, like, Billie Eilish to do one because she was, like, born after it.
Yeah.
So just, like, what's her weird, warped view of 9/11?
Any artist now post 9/11 who was born after, I want their perspective.
I want Lotto. Glorilla.
Parents didn't tell me about 9/11.
You were just surprised one day.
Yeah,
you went to real Manhattan and you were like, where's the World Trade Center?
No, I just like didn't know it was a thing until I went to public school in fourth grade.
How many years after was that?
Okay, I mean, I was born in 1997. I went to fourth grade in probably like 2004.
3 years you didn't know about 9/11? For 3 years, you were still living in a pre-Patriot Act world?
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't know it was a thing.
I wish we had done that for everybody after 9/11. Just like, it didn't happen. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the World Trade Center?
Huh? What's that?
You're not gonna.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was like, why would they tell me about it?
My mom did the opposite thing. She specifically turned on the TV, sat me down, and said, "Jake, watch this. You're going to need to remember this when you're older."
For what?
Be traumatized. Be traumatized.
She was like, "This is important, Jake.
She was right.
It was awesome. I mean, you know,
awesome.
Yeah, it's just like,
be desensitized to the world so that when you're older, you can make jokes about giant dramatic events that are happening."
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Thanks, mom.
Shout out.
Yeah,
it's great.
I don't know, I'm old as fuck. They like just showed it to us.
Yeah, I was
yeah, I was in fifth grade.
I was like in fourth, and they literally just rolled a card in. Like a teacher's like, "Some shit just fucking going down." One of my teachers, I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I remember my teacher crying, and they're like, "We live in Beaumont, Texas. Like, like, calm down."
Yeah, did people just think like every big building is going to get a plane run into it?
Yeah,
everyone thought like Houston was going to be a target because like all the
Houston. Yeah.
Houston's a pretty big oil.
That would cripple us if Houston went down.
Fourth biggest city in the United States. There's some legit, like, it is a target.
Yeah. Okay.
That was like a big thing because I'm like, we're right by the oil refineries.
Sure.
And everyone's like, oh, yeah, Beaumont's fucking next, babe. I'm like, yeah, Manhattan and fucking Beaumont, Texas.
I will say, the
cultural hub of America.
Everyone had a reason why they were next.
Yeah.
You know, every little town, they're like, we have some deep history with George W. Bush. Al-Qaeda's going to destroy us. It's like some tiny ass town that George Bush visited
Lawrence,
once.
Nebraska. Yeah. Fisher, it would have made sense for people in your town to freak out because they're like, oh,
maybe
no,
they'll
they
get
got
confused.
The wrong Manhattan.
They'll get confused. They're going to hit Manhattan, Kansas. They're going to run to the tallest building, which is 5 stories.
That doesn't look right. That looks a little weird.
No. I'm reading this fine.
No, we might be on the wrong one. That doesn't look right.
I'm sure it'll scare him a little.
Just crash into the football field. The only thing that matters.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
All right, time for straight talk. You guys,
really?
You guys ever heard of the musical artist known as Lil Dicky?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. He has a television program called Dave.
I've heard
Hulu.
That's good, though.
Yeah. I watched the first 2 episodes the other night, produced by Scooter Braun. Executive producer Scooter Braun.
Ooh, Taylor's out there just shaking her fist at the sky.
Yeah, at that little dicky.
Yeah. I've seen the first 2 seasons.
It's pretty good.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
But I
just
saw,
don't like him.
I saw
like
Scooter
everything
Braun
else
like,
going on. I'm sorry.
I saw Scooter Braun, and I was like, huh? He's, huh? What? Huh? And I did that for a while. I thought, like, how's that working? Why aren't Taylor Swift's fans tearing this thing into pieces?
Because they're too busy tearing Matty Healy down.
Yeah.
They moved on to now.
What exactly are we mad at Matty Healy for?
We're mad
being
at
being on Cumtown?
Yes, for he didn't actually like say any of he did.
He laughed at
other people.
He laughed
stuff.
At misogyny.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes. And then he like did an ironic Z Kyle.
Oh really?
Yes.
I don't
at a
think.
Concert.
Yeah, it's so hard to explain Cumtown to people.
I know.
Wait, but I love it so much.
Ironic Z Kyle at a concert
at a 19th. Yeah, it was,
he's kind of wilding at the concert.
That is a little like okay.
It was during Love It If We Made It, which is their kind of like their version. I don't know. We Didn't Start the Fire or something. There's like a part. There's like a Trump part because it was 2017. We all needed Trump in our songs,
right.
And so he like did it during that.
Mm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah.
You know, we had lost our minds.
Yeah.
We lost our minds collectively.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like I haven't seen the video. Contextually, isn't the.
What's going on right now?
Just like just his little belly button's just peeking out.
Just peeking, saying hey.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
I don't know why I thought my mic would speak for that.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you thought was going to happen
hey,
there.
Guys. I'm just thinking, and this is Jake's tummy talking, not Jake's head. Tummy talk with Jake. Wasn't he doing it, like, in reference to the fact that Trump might be a fascist? It doesn't seem like he's just trying to I love Trump.
Probably.
He 100% was doing that. However, you know, with any satire or, like, anything steeped in irony, it's kind of tough to
once removed from the context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is why maybe come
like
down.
This podcast.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we're all canceled. But to be fair,
I'll never
even
get canceled. I'm
even
good.
Yeah, see, this is the opposite I've heard of, like, Sam Hyde, where, like, his stuff's funny unless you have the context. Stuff just can't be funny anymore.
Yeah.
This might be a new take. Comedians aren't really allowed to make jokes anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We can't do this.
You guys ever noticed that?
We can't do this.
People are so sensitive nowadays.
Oh,
you make
God.
One joke and suddenly Taylor Swift's fans want to...
Yeah.
What do you identify as?
Well, hey, the good thing is...
A comedian. the most marginalized group in America today.
That's what's funny is you're in no danger. You've never made a good joke in your life.
Ooh,
thank you.
Fucking got him.
Thank you so much.
Bazinga.
Good night.
I was bored the other day on Twitter, and I was like, I'm just going to tell J.K. Rowling to kill herself. I just want to see what will happen.
Yeah.
Immediately got banned, and it felt so good. I'd never been banned from something before. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
I got banned. I get banned so much on Twitter.
It was a slap notification.
Yeah.
I banned myself from Twitter, unfortunately, so.
Yeah.
It's so good right now, though. Every other tweet is Kelly Cadogan. Are you on the Kelly Cadogan train?
I'm not. Who's Kelly Cadogan?
She's just a new Blair White.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. We can't keep it. No.
There's more of them, baby.
Why are all the famous trans people... why do they all hate trans people?
I know. That's yeah. And it's just like every other tweet is like this terrible anti-gay shit. And then Jesus every Christ. Other tweet is about Succession. So you're not really missing much.
Why is Buck Angel and Blair White our representation? And fucking Ollie London.
Ollie London is hilarious.
Ollie London's funny, though.
So on that Blair White and Kelly Cadogan topic, I actually recently broke up with somebody who that was like, they're like, yeah, so like politically, I'm very open. And I'm like, red flag.
What is that? What the fuck does that mean?
Excuse me? And she goes, she's like, yeah. And like, so like, do you know who Blair White is?
I'm
like,
no.
Jesus Christ.
No. And she's like, well, it's a new person like Blair White. And they're talking about how like, they've been bullied in the leftist communities, and that's why they're leaving. I was like, and my immediate response was, if they're so quick to change their views based on like being bullied by like a like loud minority with on the internet, they probably didn't have very strong views in the first place, right? And so yeah, we didn't.
Jesus,
that didn't last very long. I was very, very like, okay, that's not fun. Let's not do that. I'm very open politically.
No.
I like to keep my brain open. I don't like to shut off any opposing views.
Yeah.
I was like, but some opposing views are just garbage.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trash.
Should I become the Candace Owens of trans people?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
100%.
I should go work with Matt Walsh, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 That'd be good.
Make some money.
Yeah. I should get into grifting. Ugh. I'd be so rich. I'd be so good at it.
If there's any piece of advice that Jastro gave us,
that's
the
true.
One time he was on here, he's like, get him on the grift. Get the grift.
I want to start, like, the other day, there was, like, a Twitter prompt that was, like, who's your worst? Hear me out.
Yes, I did see that trend, yeah.
And I...
Oh, no.
I just said, I don't want to say exactly who it is, but he has an eye patch.
Oh, I responded...
And I got shit for that, which I thought it was a safe space, but that's the grift I'm going to go into, is just being horny toward Republicans.
Sucking off Dan Crenshaw.
Sucking off Dan Crenshaw. Sucking off all the hot neocons.
That's hey, right. He's from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just down the street from my home district.
Right.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
You need to get sucked off Dan Crenshaw?
He
can close your other eye.
What he does, he switches the eye patches when he goes into gay clubs right. So that no one will recognize
him. Yeah.
Wait, so you think he has the eye patch on just as like an accessory so both eyes are functioning underneath and he can just seamlessly switch them?
There's the straight eye and then the gay eye or the queer eye.
Very good. That's another show I haven't watched. I need to catch up on all my gay literature.
Honestly, just watch the original
Understand your culture.
Yeah. Don't watch the new one. It's too like Lizzo-fied. Like watch the original one because
that's a great way to describe something.
Yeah, it's very like bodies and spaces core. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, don't.
I like the new one in the Japan one.
I didn't watch that.
It was a lot of fun. It was cute. Where it's just like these these super queer people hanging out in Japan, which is like not super welcoming, but like everyone was really nice. There's just like a really sweet episode where this like old lady who like has like a community center is like always focused on other people.
Oh.
I mean, like it's just like very wholesome. That one was fun, but I also get what you mean by like very Lizzo-fied.
Yeah,
I had an ex post Lizzo lyrics to Instagram. bedroom when we broke up one time.
Oh, no. Which one? The one where it's like, I don't need nobody?
I think it was the I don't need no man.
Why men great when they gotta be great?
I think, yeah, it was that.
Oh,
that,
no.
That one's pretty. That one's so silly. Oh, that's such a silly lyric.
Now I'm crying crazy.
Yeah. You're right, Fisher?
What?
Are you right?
I'm doing great. Are
you
yeah.
doing good?
You hate Lizzo because of that?
No, I just think Lizzo makes bad music. I don't have anything. I have no other opinion about Lizzo.
Although she's like the only fucking person saying anything about like the trans, all the Florida shit, which like sucks.
Oh, she's the only person talking about that?
Taylor's not saying anything. Gaga's not saying
what
anything.
What the fuck, Taylor?
Katie's
you're dating a cumtown boy.
I know.
You gotta fucking be on our side.
Mariah
okay?
hasn't said anything.
It can be ironic,
mm-hmm.
but you have to say something.
Didn't like T-Swift get really political too?
Barely.
Maybe she's like trying to like use her power base. Or
she
something.
Tried. I need her to come out with yeah. like the most transgressive. Yeah. I need her to come out with like Louisiana Purchase and Christine and like the most transgressive drag queens. And I don't know.
That's good.
You're right.
Let me slay.
That'd be good.
Slay.
Nice dude.
Ooh, hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's
right,
up,
Jake?
Yeah. Being what's up with you, Jake?
You know, just being straight.
It's fine. I'm jealous.
You know, just like
yeah, your life seems pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the straightest thing I do?
Could you tell we're in a straight guy's apartment?
I love that. Yeah.
Two straight guys.
This fucking TV's been on the floor for 6 months.
To be fair, it used to be right here, covered in a blanket.
Yeah,
and then we moved it. It's about 6 months ago. We moved it over here to be not under a blanket.
What an accomplishment.
What's your organization? How do you organize? I see a my favorite is the leg stand with cables in it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
If it fits, it ships.
Mm.
Okay.
Right. USPS.
This shelf. Yeah. What is the rules? Like what goes on that shelf? What is the only things that go on that shelf?
Whatever fits.
It looks like a stack of PS2 games and the Quran.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Slay.
All right. How do you organize your kitchen?
Dishes go in the sink and nowhere else.
Have you opened the cabinets recently?
No.
Within 6 months?
Yeah, within 6 months. Okay. Yeah.
There might be bugs in there. That's what I'm asking.
No. There's salt.
You have two different salts because you and Harry don't share salt.
We have like three different salts, but we do share all of them.
You remember Mike from Cold Town?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live with him. I rent a room.
Get doxed, Mike.
Yeah, and he... I don't know if he was serious or not, but one time he's like, are you using my salt? And I was like, what? What do you mean? The salt shaker that's in the kitchen, are you using it? Yes, I am using this. You should get your own, he says.
Ma'am, salt is 39 cents.
The salt is not communal.
I do have 5 different types of salt in my little spice area because I'm a... Well, they have different purposes.
Right.
And, you know, I need to... spend money and spend $12 on Malden salt.
Hell yeah,
that's just so good on popcorn, baby.
Yeah, which salt does what?
I mean, kosher salt, that's your everyday seasoning, mm-hmm. when you cook it. Malden, that's a finishing. Pink salt, that's just like for fun.
That's for style.
Yeah. And then I have a coarse sea salt that's I usually use for seasoning like pasta, because I want the bigger. I just want the bigger crystals to like. I just want them to be as salty as possible.
Yeah.
And what's the other kind of? Oh, like a black salt too. Mm. That's also just for fun.
That's cool.
It's fun.
You're a bit of a foodie.
I'm a little bit of a foodie.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was. You know that website, The Infatuation.
Mm-hmm.
That's like they were hiring. They're doing an Austin office, and I got to the final fucking interview to be their food critic, and I didn't get it.
No.
I was so fucking.
Oh, you'd be
pissed off.
So good at that. That'd be great.
Well, the thing.
What's the last thing you ate?
The last thing I ate. What I ate last night. Oh, a Ritz Bits. I've been on such a fucking Ritz Bits kick recently.
Ritz Bits.
Critique them.
I think they're fucking perfect. Okay, Ritz Bits. Well, the Ritz is already the perfect cracker.
It is.
It's buttery, flaky. It has everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
I love that like processed cheese because it's so unnatural. You can't get it anywhere else in nature. It's like the one place that you can get this flavor. And so it's like a rarefied thing. You know, like other foods, you know, you can kind of get acid in different places and salt in different places. This is the one place where you can get weird makeup-like cheese.
Chemicals. Yeah.
Just chemicals.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's the perfect shit.
It is.
And they stopped selling them everywhere. Like, they don't have either the gas station or my house that are walking distance.
Really?
They don't have them in the Walgreens. They don't have them in the Target. It's just like there's no more fucking Ritz Bits.
My gas station
sells.
Did
you eat them all?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I meant like in the quarter mile area walking.
Oh, probably, honestly.
Because the gas station next door hasn't had any new ice cream for me to eat because I ate all the ice cream.
Hell yeah. the same thing by Game On, the gas station there. Almost everyone on staff drinks those CBD beverages.
Mm. Oh.
And that's it. And like they run out, and then when they get new ones, they make sure to tell us. They're like, we have more. Tell everyone.
Oh, hell yeah.
do they come knock on your window? Or
no, they haven't got that far
just
yet.
Anytime you walk in, yeah. They're like, come, hurry. Yes. Tell. I'm surprised they haven't done that with Liquid Death because I also know. That's a popular drink amongst us.
I noticed Harry got some cookies, some of the like gas station brand cookies. I've heard of butter cookies, and that's great. That's delicious. These are called butter flavored cookies, which totally changes the meaning for me.
Yeah. Is it like better believe it's not butter cookies?
Butter believe it's not butter flavored.
Butter believe. Yeah.
No, it is butter flavored. Yeah.
Oh, no, she better don't butter.
My gas station sells the craziest edibles I've ever had.
Oh, same. It's like space babies and shit. Yeah. That's what RM's like.
They're like 250 milligrams.
Sick. So I have my like high reputable like edibles that I'll go to that are for like, I know they do the testing. They know it's like that shit. And then occasionally I'm like, I want those trash edibles. I want to feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll get the gas station.
My tolerance is kind of crazy because I've just been doing it for a long time. But
Bear.
I think I like accidentally poisoned some people. I brought them to like a movie premiere we were watching. And they just like nuked a couple of guys.
Oh,
like they just sat in their cars till like 2 a.m. because they were afraid to drive home. They only had half of one.
Cowards.
Some people, they just can't take it. I'm actually like, for as much as I generally do, I have fairly low tolerance. And I know this, Dylan, because like, I'll be like, hey, I'll give Dylan like a gift of one. Be like, hey, this is a brand I really like. You should check it out. Mm-hmm. But only take a third. And then Dylan will take a whole and it's like, it was shit. It was garbage. I took three more of my other ones.
Yeah, then I went to my ambulance driving shift afterwards. Like, I'm not even fucking high. Yeah. No, we've been getting like the hometown heroes.
I love
hometown.
Shout out.
So you should fucking get them. Good.
They're actually pretty responsive. I bet they'd be down to sponsor.
Hometown heroes.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah.
They're great.
The 100 milligram, I love
they're
them.
Actually
so good. They're
their
so
office
disgusting.
Is down the road from us.
Should we just go?
Like, yeah, you just walk over. They're like literally like 2 miles down this road.
Then I won't say what they're. All of their products are very delicious and made me throw
trash,
up before.
No, trash talk.
Okay, yeah, I've definitely taken one and like whenever, because I have tummy issues and whenever I'm on a lower end on the tummy spectrum, but high on every other spectrum I'm on.
Hot girls always have tummy issues.
I took one immediately, threw up in my sink. And
So you'll never take another hometown here?
Oh, no, baby. I fucking ate one immediately afterwards. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go.
I've definitely like been really high and drunk before and like taken my lithium and then thrown up like 2 minutes later in the bathtub and been like, no, that was the last bit of my lithium. Guess I'll just pick it out. I think I've told that story before on here.
No, I've never been vomity on any type of edible, but I have been like close to ego death, if not ego death, on like a couple where I'm just like beyond, like there, I do not exist. And it's just, everything is pure energy.
Mm. Hell yeah.
And then a roommate will walk in and be like, start having conversation with me as if I'm normal. Mm-hmm. And like, I try to communicate because I also have cotton mouth because I can't, which I have right now. Right. I'm going to Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, if you take too many edibles, it'll take you to God. You'll be able to meet him and you'll be asking any questions. I asked him about any big thing that's been going on.
I have 9/11 right here. I printed out the tweets.
9/11 was actually caused by God.
It's not funny.
They're turning our freaking buildings gay.
What's he doing these days? What's old Alex up to?
Honestly,
I haven't heard about him in a little while.
He could get it.
Yo.
Have you seen him at Iron Bear?
Have you seen the old photos of him?
Oh, I mean, oh yeah, babe.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
babe.
Dylan's done more than just see those pictures.
Baby. Yeah. Have I seen those pictures?
Oh.
Baby.
Alex Jones really could have been a cool guy.
He's like, did you ever see Waking Life?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The best part of Waking Life. That's my favorite segment.
Well, he was cool at one point, right?
Yeah. He was like that early, really early shit with like Richard Linklater and like it he had a bit of the juice,
yeah.
You know, like that weird outsider Austin energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with Austin Energy,
the next target of Al Qaeda.
No, I have the papers. I know Al Qaeda's gonna hit Austin next. Al Qaeda hates Joe Rogan. All right, that's why he's in a bunker.
That's why
they're gonna get a bunker buster just to attack Joe Rogan.
Mm.
You're slipping. They're slipping into him.
They're going to hit the mothership.
I'm becoming more. I don't know where Alex Jones ends and I begin anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. Dylan, we have this idea of we're going to set up a competition for every Austin comedian to see who can get banned from a mothership the fastest.
Fuck, please.
Okay.
I'll try to get booked there.
Great. Hell yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
Sounds good.
I'll get back into stand up. I'm really bad at it.
Yeah.
Jordan can also get it.
Interesting. Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyone
that I can just do, like, put my hand up on.
Oh. I love a short king.
Oh,
baby.
Oh.
He's like a thumb, though.
I forget.
Who is this?
Okay.
My thing is
Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joe.
Joe Rogan can.
Uncle Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe Rogan can get it.
I either want to be like. I like a size difference. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Oh.
Power dynamic. I love power dynamic.
I get it.
Yeah. Like, my husband's like, he's taller than me.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. Or I love being taller.
Interesting.
But no same height. If someone is 6 feet tall, get the fuck away from me.
That's interesting.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm like 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
I just like, you know, short kings. I'm sorry. I feel like I didn't toss you around.
Well, the thing is also like, because we're sisters, and I'll share this, but the thing about short people is that like their dicks don't matter. So like it's not like proportional to the rest of their body. So like
right. If
they have like a regular size dick, it looks bigger on them, which is hot. Love that.
Right.
Yeah, that's the issue for me. Tall guy. Yeah. I've got average size dick, which looks small on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. It's average.
Normal size dick.
Yep.
Just regular
person. It's perfectly regular.
That's my whatever. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah, my most misogynistic impression or opinion is that like women can't accurately tell how big dicks are. They should leave that to men.
Oh, that's a good take.
Yeah,
that's a good take.
Solid.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
You don't know. You don't know. In bed.
Just how would you know?
How would you know?
You got a ruler in there?
You may have seen a lot more than me, but there, it's not here now, all right?
Oh, gosh.
Like,
here's the thing. Women have much better, like, natural instincts with this kind of stuff. Mm. They just can't count.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Women can't.
That's what you meant, right, Dylan?
Yeah, they don't know how to use a ruler.
Yeah.
Harry walked in.
Hi, Harry.
Harry, I like your shirt. Slay. It's a shell logo without the shell, without the S, and it just says hell.
And it's on fire. The shell is on fire.
It's actually a very sick shirt. I don't know why I added that. Actually, it is just a sick shirt. You have good taste in shirts.
What's the next environmental disaster that's going to happen?
Oh, God. It's
been a week. We haven't had
I feel like we're due for another nuclear disaster.
You think so?
I really feel like we're due for one.
Oh, no. Not nuclear. We need nuclear to stay good.
I really feel like a nuclear one is like either, if not in the United States, somewhere. Because, like, you know, tensions are high. People are moving shit around. Like, which means higher probability of someone who's moving things around. What?
Yeah.
Harry says we need a little nuke to loosen us up.
I mean, Oppenheimer comes out in July.
Oh, if we get a nuclear disaster the day of Oppenheimer, talk about promotion. Yeah.
That's right.
Talk about movie. Christopher Nolan's going to be like raking in the cash with that.
I said this last week, but what a dumbass Oppenheimer was. What did you think was going to happen, idiot?
Well, we put a lot of clown. We say a lot of shit like, oh, he, you know, it's his fault. But like, it was happening regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
but just like, you're not allowed to be sad about it, Oppenheimer.
I think he can be
you
sad.
You fucking idiot.
I think you can have regrets.
Okay.
Look, he became death. And so.
Honestly, if I
he did and become death.
If I made some great disaster thing, I'm gonna go philosophical with some like epitaph shit and just be like,
I think it's a natural progression for someone to create a terrible weapon, the worst ever made.
Yeah, and like then feel I created bad about, Jake. Yeah,
okay, and then feel bad about it. I don't think anyone is allowed to feel sympathetic for him is kind of the stance. Like, no one should be like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Hey, Oppenheimer might change your mind. That movie, you might be at the end of it. It's like, wow.
Damn.
I just want to go for the explosions in IMAX. That's what I am there for.
I'm going for the world's most angular man.
That's the...
It's like a fucking N64 render.
Yeah. My favorite thing is Cillian Murphy's been like being used a lot in like the toxic masculinity Instagram space because of Peaky Blinders. Yeah. I am so excited for people to start taking Oppenheimer clips and making that like toxic masculinity Sigma edits to it. It's gonna be so fucking. It's like him walking alone,
like not afraid,
a nuke falling, and just like. Friends always leave you. You don't need friends.
Never trust a hoe.
Have you seen all the like AI voice of like Batman telling you it's okay your dad?
Yes,
videos?
Yes.
Love that
it's
shit.
It's so fucking
love
funny.
It.
Go ahead.
Six hours of Logan saying it's okay that you're gay. Yeah.
There's an AI generated Tom Brady stand up. Did y'all see that?
Wait. No. So Tom Brady is actually gonna start doing stand up. Have you heard about this?
No.
Now he's announced that's his next venture's stand up.
I also like announcing my next ventures.
Yeah. Yeah, he got divorced and now he's doing stand up. He's really going through an arc.
he's crushing that.
Yeah.
That's real divorce guy energy, isn't it, huh?
It really is. What are the ways you get into comedy? I guess being divorced is one.
Yeah.
Or for white guys, big for breakup. Sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be divorce.
Mental illness. Divorce.
Well, any breakup. I don't think it's just marriage ending. I think like a big enough.
Substance abuse.
Definitely breakup. Substance abuse. I mean, I got into it because I didn't have internet at my house and I was bored.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And I lived behind Cold Town.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, not behind. I live like.
That's a cool origin story.
It's a 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope. And
yeah. I went to I Love Video to rent full seasons of Project Runway.
Oh, I Love Video is coming back.
I know.
Where?
We Love Video is what it's called. I forgot where.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
But it's coming back as a nonprofit.
Yeah. Which is great. Which is like kind of what it needed to be. Mm-hmm. Like if its whole thing is like preserving like video, just like particularly like video medium. Yeah.
I'm going to burn that Lazarus down before I leave Austin.
Same. I'll join you.
Okay.
Whoa.
Great.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is that they have made this space that is impossible. Like it's huge, right? Mm-hmm. With like hundreds of people are supposed to be able to go in there. And they have less parking than Cold Town.
Yeah.
And people were mad at Cold Town, even though Cold Town at least had a parking lot that you can park in and then go do your laughs. Lazarus is like, you're hanging out and there's no fucking, like the one time I went there in the middle of the day, I still had to park two blocks. Like I don't fucking live in LA.
No, fuck that.
I shouldn't have to do that.
No, that's dumb.
It was very like, what do they plan to do? Are they going to tear down Gene Johnson?
Probably. Which is a shame.
Yeah, Gene Johnson deserves to stay.
Yes.
Gene Johnson's a mechanic shop right next to it.
Oh.
The gas station that doesn't have gas?
Yeah.
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 One thing that's bothered me throughout the past few years is every time I see like an Austin Chronicle thing talking about I Love Video's closing and oh, they want to bring it back. Oh, and it's coming back. They go through the whole story of it closing. Not a single mention of Cold Town. Never talk about the fact. Also, there was an improv comedy theater in the basement of this place.
Yeah.
Not a single reference.
It's pretty lame. Like the articles tend to always gloss over that shit or just general misinformation on Reddit, which is fun. That's always fun.
I'm so afraid to see what Reddit says about Cold Town.
It's generally pretty positive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's generally pretty positive. But like, I remember commenting something to the effect, and some person I know doesn't know shit. They're like, oh no, they have a permanent spot now. But this was like a year before they even had a good spot now.
They were talking about Game On.
Yeah, they're probably talking, which is funny. They're probably talking about Game On. I was like, excuse me, I'm on the insider list. I know things.
You know who I am. I hate Reddit so much.
Yeah.
I know I'm just saying things I hate currently, but like.
Yeah, every conversation topic is I hate.
Yeah. This is 57 I am episodes. Fisher. Yeah.
No, we're used not to always that. I was talking about things I liked earlier in the show. Crystal Castles.
Love Crystal Castles. Yeah, they're fantastic.
You're right, Fisher. You've grown.
That's right. Yeah. What's happening?
Are we starting the Mario?
What's going on?
Will you hand me that?
Oh, I love your phone.
Thanks. That's That's my bandmate calling. I'll call back once this
okay.
is over.
Gotcha.
Sounds good.
Slay. I like the Red Scare Reddit. That one's fun. It's just a bunch of women talking about smoking all the time.
That's good.
Which is like, that's who I want to be.
Yeah.
When we were really high in Vegas for the New Metal Festival, we were just looking for shit to do in the casino. So I just got on the Wikipedia page for American cigarette brands and just listed every single one and asked my husband if he had smoked them or not, which is a great couple activity. Next time, I highly suggest it. Just go down this list of cigarettes.
Yeah.
What's your cigarette body count? List them.
His is pretty high. He had smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Wow. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
I haven't either.
But I want to.
Should we do it?
I want to get into it.
Let's do it.
You never smoked a cigarette?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking squares. Jesus Christ.
No, we should all smoke a cigarette.
That sounds like
I'm not smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, I'm still not, but y'all had, feel free.
Let's do it, Dylan.
I've smoked plenty in my life. I don't need any more.
I mean, I'm assuming you've seen the Twinks versus Dolls cigarette video, right?
I don't think I have.
It's a smoking competition.
Oh, where I have. Like, it's just, I have, actually.
It's just Twinks and Dolls smoking cigarettes at each other.
That's pretty funny. Is this new podcast going to be Fags Smoking Some Fags?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
What Fags on Fags.
What's like a doll? That.
A doll is just, you know, it's a doll.
Oh.
It's kind of a term for trans women. Kind of, sometimes. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, I'd say more than not. But it's just a doll.
Yeah.
This isn't helping me at all.
It's like when you see, it's a woman and she's just... She has the energy, she's the doll.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that really don't have definitions in the queer space.
Yeah, it's like it's the opposite of like, you know, whenever you think about, whenever you hear like, oh yeah, there's a term in France for like this word.
Yeah,
that
and it means something very specific.
Yeah, it's the opposite in gay.
Yeah.
Words that mean nothing, but you know what they mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
like baby
according
girl.
To Urban Dictionary, yes.
Yeah.
A doll is a trans woman. She's tall, pumped, snatched, goddess energy, everything you want to be and more. You could never. Yeah, so that's all we got.
She's a doll, you know. A doll.
Yeah.
Walls.
Dwall. You have to say it like that, or it doesn't count.
You have to say like Azalea Banks.
Doll.
Doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll see someone, and you'll be like, oh, that's a doll.
Yeah.
You'll know.
A lot of it is just visually. Yeah.
I love flirting.
I get it. I now get it.
Yeah. Great.
I get it now. You wouldn't get it, Jacob.
I didn't get it.
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't get it. I get it, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Yeah.
Wig.
Mm.
It's like wig.
Yeah.
Similar to wig.
I'm doing the motion where the thing is going over my head.
Yeah, it's wig.
What other terms are there that are kind of confusing?
Yeah, you said baby girl earlier, definitely. Yeah. I mean, cunt.
Yeah, definitely that.
Definitely cunt. Although I'm over cunt now.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's too, it's, we're past cunt.
What is gender?
Good question.
Social construct. It's not a real thing.
It's just not, she's fake. Yeah, it's fake and gay.
It's fake and gay. Derogatory.
Yes. Is that it? Does that clear it up for you, Jacob?
That one, yeah, that was, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Next, yeah. I need more.
Ask another
knowledge.
Question.
Okay.
What other terms?
This is the one time you're able to ask these types of questions. Oh, otherwise, God. It's annoying.
Oh, fuck. I wish I had prepared a list for my gay lecture.
Q
and gay?
LGBTQ anon.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm into it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Fuck. I hate that this is my one chance because I know I have
you're
questions.
Kind of blowing it.
And I'm blowing it. I'm fucking blowing it, dude. I don't.
Bum, 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 bum.
No, you're supposed to be thinking.
Sorry.
Don't join the song. What are you going to Google?
I'm going to Google. I'm going to go to a straight guy forum and see if there's a list of questions that.
No, go to Stormfront. Don't go to Stormfront.
No, I don't have any questions.
The Daily Mail.
Kiwi Farms.
Yeah, I think I know everything I need to know about the community.
Yeah, you seem educated.
Yeah, for sure.
You got it.
Kiwi Farms back?
What?
They got deleted a while ago.
Did they?
They're probably back again somewhere.
They're somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't think of it. Back again.
Shady's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the other
Kiwi's
day.
He's back again.
The other day. This is a great story.
Okay.
It's a really good one.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
We'll end the podcast on a bang.
Uh-oh. The other day, we had a game where one team named themselves a bunch of random names. This is a game on. They named themselves a bunch of random names, but they all put Doctor in front of it.
That's pretty good.
So one of them was Dr. Slim Shady.
Hell yeah.
So when he came up to spin the wheel, I was like, Dr. Slim Shady, or like MMD, and no one got it. No one in the room got it, and it really made me sad.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, that was really good, Jacob. I think. Do we have applause for him?
It's somewhere on the soundboard. It's very far away from me.
If editor Colt, when you're listening to this, put in an applause.
Who the fuck is Colt?
What is a Colt?
Oh my god!
Xander's the straightest one now.
The editor version of me is still a man.
Well, yeah, girls can't count.
That's right. Girls can't edit.
You're professionally a man.
Yeah, girls can't use computers.
I was at a coffee shop, and they know I do tech support stuff. Uh-huh. And this young woman, bless her heart, was just that's my way of saying this fucking idiot. This one young woman is just like, hey, so my mom's laptop has 10,000 photos, and I need to get them off. What do I do? It's like, just get an external hard drive. What's that?
Oh no!
So I googled it and like just this, hook it up to the laptop, and then just select them all and just move them over. It
says a lot about women.
Yeah, my one anecdotal story is true for everyone I've ever met.
That's absolutely.
Fisher, editor, put an applause for.
I will. I think you should tweet that because it's a good text joke.
I don't
Okay.
It your Instagram, the little bubble.
Yeah. I did change my name on Instagram.
I was very confused when I was looking at messages sent from you.
Yeah. My new name is Ignacio Parallelogram.
Why?
Because I used that as a fake name the other night, and I was like, ooh, I love this.
That's pretty good.
I love this a lot.
That's pretty good.
So rest in peace, Albert T. Abernathy. I did look him up whenever I made that fake name. He died in like the 60s.
That was a real guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Rip.
Okay.
How do you think he felt that you impersonated him?
Dead.
Probably dead. He felt dead about it.
What about the ghost?
Ghosts aren't real.
Ghosts aren't real.
What do you think, Dylan?
I think ghosts are real, and they're sucking me off right now.
Let's go!
This is me, Mouse out of Wendline!
Real Dan Aykroyd woven over there.
Okay, that scene is so fucking hot, though.
It's a wild scene.
It's so hot. Dan Aykroyd's so hot.
We'll end there, I think. That's your hear me out is Dan.
Look, I got a lot of hear me outs.
Alex Jones, Dan Crenshaw, Dan Aykroyd. What a trio.
Kiss me on the deck.
Jacob, pluggables.
Do your plugs, Jake.
You can find me on Instagram at K9_11.
Pretty good.
You can also find me at Cash App at $HEYIMJAKEB. Send me your fucking money. Do it. I'm threatening you. So send it to me. Next.
You can find me on Instagram at New Man Motivation, where you can find yourself to be a new man. With great advice comes great power is my motto.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go for it, Dylan.
You can find me on lpsg.org, the Large Penis Support Group, and on Twitter.
Awesome. Twitter will be linked. Hey, this is Fisher. You can follow me, Fisher Joyce, on YouTube. If you want to follow the show, it's Mouse Out Wed on Twitter or Mouse Out of Wedlock on YouTube. There's also a Clips channel that is linked to the YouTube. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. And check out Comedy of Eras.
Oh, yeah, Comedy of Eras. Fallout. Next 2 weekends.
That'll be linked below as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we say,
hello, Mark.
No!
Bye-bye.